Sit back, relax, and just close your eyes. Now, in order to help you relax, I want you to imagine yourself on a wondrous beach. That's right. It's a beautiful day, just a few sparse clouds in the sky. Slight breeze, nice and warm though outside. You can feel the breeze on your skin. See people walking on the beach, or perhaps even an occasional jogger passing by at the water's edge. And as you sit there at the water's edge, you can feel the feeling of the sand beneath your feet as you're barefoot. It's cool, it's wet, but not too cool. It's just right. You can hear the sound of the water as it laps up against the shore. Very good. Now, as you sit there at the water's edge, I'd like you to imagine, in your mind's eye, just taking a stick in your hand. Now, in a moment, you're going to begin writing the numbers 100 on down in the sand. Not yet, but in a moment. And with every number you write, you'll inhale. Then on the exhalation, I want you to imagine a wave coming up and washing that number right out of the sand and right out of your mind. So it's time to begin. Just go ahead and write the number 100 as you inhale now. Exhale. Watch the wave wash it away. Inhale. 99. Exhale, watch the wave wash it away. Inhale, 98. Exhale, watch the wave wash it away. Inhale, 97. Exhale, watch the wave wash it away. Inhale, 96. Exhale. Watch the wave wash it away. Now just allow the numbers to appear without your even having to write them. Inhale. 95. Watch the wave wash it away. Inhale. 94. Exhale and watch the wave just wash it away. Inhale. 93. Exhale, watch the wave wash it away. And now just wash the numbers and the counting right out of your mind. Just allow them to disappear. Let them go. Wash the numbers and the counting out of your mind. Let them go. Very good. Now, in order to help you relax, I want you to imagine yourself standing at the top of a spiral staircase that goes down. Now, in a moment, not yet, but when I say, in a moment, you'll just begin to walk down the stairs, and with every step that you take, I want you to allow your physical body to relax more and more with every step. So if you need to adjust your body right now in any way so as to be more comfortable, feel comfortable doing that so that your body can become like a rag doll, just relaxed. And you can feel comfortable using the handrail as you guide yourself down this spiral staircase. So just go ahead and take the first step right now. Stepping down. Deeper and deeper relaxed. Hearing the sounds of your footsteps as you descend. Taking another step down, deeper and deeper, that's right. Dreaming, drifting, dropping, falling. Dreaming, drifting, dropping, falling. Just allowing yourself to relax as you continue down, going deeper and deeper, looking through your own eyes as you walk down this staircase. Down, 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 down. Going deeper, 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 deeper. All the way down now, down, 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 down. Relaxing every muscle, every nerve, and every fiber in your body as you go down. down, 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 deeper and deeper. Relaxed. Hearing the sounds of your footsteps, guiding yourself down with the handrail. Perhaps you can feel the feeling of the handrail in your hand. All the way down, 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 down. Very good. Going down into this very safe valley of deep, deep relaxation. Now, as you find yourself at the bottom of the stairs, now, notice, once again, that you see before you the bed of your dreams. It's a wondrous bed, it's a magical bed, and it seems to be calling to you. You realize once again that it's time to go inside. So as you walk across the floor and you approach the bed, you can hear the sound of your footsteps as you do. You pull back the covers and you go inside now. As you pull the covers back up to cover yourself up, the moment your head touches the pillow, you feel that all-too-familiar, pleasant, sinking feeling. And you begin to dream. You begin to dream a wondrous dream. This is a dream that's a familiar dream to you. Perhaps you can imagine yourself being the leader that you're becoming and are. Utilizing all the human relations principles and the skills and tools that you've learned to affect positive change in your life and the lives of others. Imagine that now. Making all the connections at the unconscious level that you need to make that will allow that to occur in whatever way it needs to occur now. So just make those connections at the unconscious level. Making all the connections you need to make in whatever way you need to make those connections that will allow you to step up and become the leader that you're destined to be. And perhaps those connections may be made in the form of pictures, sounds, ideas, and feelings. Feelings that will lead you in the direction of making the kinds of changes that the universe is demanding. So just make those connections at the unconscious level now. Making all the connections that you need to make in whatever way you need to make those connections. Very good. Who you are as a person is beginning to expand. You're stepping into your power. You're stepping into your light. And you're remembering and embracing human relations principles that allow you to develop the synergistic relationships that are so vital to the path that you're on now. You realize now that it's important to remember people's names, realizing that a person's name is, to that person, the sweetest and most important sound in any language. So you remember people's names. You realize that the key to remembering a name is to pay attention in the first place. And now you're doing that. Whenever you come into contact with somebody, or you're introduced to somebody, you listen when they mention their name. If you don't hear it right away, you speak up immediately. You say, "Remind me what your name was once again." Because you realize it's much easier to ask them right in the beginning than it would be further down the path. So you ask them immediately. If you don't hear their name at first, you ask them immediately, "What was your name one more time? I didn't hear that." Because you remember that a person's name is to that person the sweetest and most important sound in any language. So you make note of their name. You pay attention. You realize that the first step to having a wondrous memory and remembering people's names is to pay attention in the first place. So you pay attention when somebody gives you their name. And then you repeat that name to yourself in your mind 3 times, just to make sure that you've got it while looking at them. So once you hear somebody's name, you repeat it, knowing that repetition will certainly imprint the name more in your own mind. So once you learn somebody's name, you repeat it over and over again to yourself 3 times, so that you know that person's name. Realizing that a person's name is to that person the sweetest and most important sound in any language, you repeat their name 3 times in your own mind, whenever you meet somebody, and you pay attention in the first place. You also are embracing the idea that it's okay to admit faults So, in your interpersonal communications with others, if you're wrong, you admit it very quickly and completely. If you're wrong at any point, you admit it quickly and completely, realizing that it takes somebody who's truly strong within themselves to admit their faults or where they've been wrong. And once you've admitted it quickly and emphatically, then you move on. You forget about it at that point. You admit it once, and then you move on. So if you're wrong in your interpersonal communications at any point, at any time, you admit it. You admit it quickly, and you admit it emphatically. And then you move on. You move beyond it. So if ever you're communicating with somebody, or you've done something in your interpersonal relations that's wrong, or isn't correct, you admit it quickly and emphatically, and then you move on beyond it. You forget about it at that point. You move on. Of course, you embrace whatever learnings there are to get so that you can change your behaviors in the future and make it the way you want it. But you forget about it and you move on, having taken the learnings. Having taken the learnings. You also realize the importance in influencing others, realizing that persuasive communications are important in life. In fact, for a parent, what determines whether or not their children end up on drugs is who's the more persuasive communicator, them or the drug dealer. So you realize the importance of being a persuasive communicator. And you've embraced some new ideas about communication and being persuasive. Whenever you communicate with another person, you realize that everybody has their own model of the world, their own map of reality. Therefore, you try honestly to see things from that other person's point of view. In fact, you don't even try, you just do it. From this point forward, you honestly look to understand things from the other person's point of view, because you realize that by entering into their model of the world and being sympathetic with that person's ideas and desires, that you can find ways for that individual's ideas and desires to tie into what you're looking to accomplish with the synergistic relationship you've created. In fact, you realize that if you can assist them to self-actualize by supporting or serving a greater vision or a greater purpose, then that's magic. That's how you get groups of people to move toward common goals. If you can assist them to self-actualize through the accomplishment of the vision that you see before you, that's the magic of true leadership. So you enter into other people's models of the world and you look to see things from that person's point of view. You're sympathetic with their ideas and their desires, and you tie their ideas and desires into the path that you suggest. That's the magic of influence. That's the magic of influence. You enter into their model of the world. You see things honestly from their point of view. You're sympathetic with their ideas and their desires, and you tie those ideas and desires into the path that you suggest. If you lead or coach or mentor others, you look for ways for them to self-actualize through the accomplishment of your vision. Remember once again, if you assist enough people to get what they want, you'll surely get what you want. You'll surely get what you want. Imagine somebody now who you can assist in self-actualizing through the accomplishment of your vision or your goals. Bring that person to mind and ask yourself in your mind, what's important to this person? How can I assist this person in achieving their greatest desires? And at the same time, tie that into my larger vision. Bring that person to mind right now. Ask yourself those questions. How can I assist this person to achieve their greatest desires, to self-actualize even, and tie that into the accomplishment of this vision that I have? And as you ask yourself that question now, just begin to make the connections at the unconscious level, making all the connections that you need to make that will assist you in achieving your greatest goals, wishes, and desires, through assisting others to achieve their ideas and desires, through assisting others to self-actualize. Very good. Just make all those connections at the unconscious level now, in whatever way you need to make those connections, that will allow you to assist others to self-actualize through the accomplishment of your grander vision and purpose. Because once you've got the dream, and you've got the team, then the dream's as good as accomplished. In interpersonal communication, you're also willing to talk about your own mistakes before criticizing another person, if ever you were to criticize somebody else, or look to change their behavior in some way. But first off, you call attention to their mistakes indirectly, and then you talk about your own mistakes before criticizing or looking to change the other person's behaviors in any way. So you talk about your own mistakes first before criticizing them. And then you call attention to their mistakes indirectly. You make it easy to correct. So if somebody has a fault or a challenge, you make it seem easy to correct. And you call attention to their mistakes indirectly, talking about your own mistakes before criticizing the other person. And by doing all of this, you prevent conflict in your interpersonal relations. As a result, people are happy to do that which you suggest. They're happy to do that which you suggest. You also realize in your interpersonal communications the importance of letting other people feel that an idea is their own. So in influencing somebody or becoming a persuasive communicator, instead of giving orders, what you do instead is you replace that with questioning. Questioning that causes that person to feel that the idea is his or hers, realizing now that when somebody has an idea of their own, they have ownership of it. They own it. They own it. So in all of your interpersonal communications, instead of giving orders, you ask questions. Questions that will lead somebody to the realization that an idea is their own. So as you move into the future, you no longer give direct orders. Instead, you ask questions. And you utilize your questions to direct the communications so that the individual you're communicating with believes that the idea is theirs. Therefore, they take ownership of it. I want you to imagine somebody right now whose behavior you might choose to influence in a positive way. Think of a single individual once again. And as you imagine that person, imagine asking questions. Questions that cause that person to feel that they come to the conclusion that you want them to come to on their own. That's the magic of influence. And that's the power of influence. So instead of giving direct orders, you ask questions that cause other people to feel that the idea is theirs. You ask questions. Very good. Excellent. Excellent. Remember people's names, remembering that a person's name is, to that person, the sweetest and most important sound in any language. Remember that if you're wrong in your interpersonal relations, admit it quickly and emphatically. Take the learnings to change your behavior in the future and then move on. Move beyond it. In influencing others, you honestly see things from the other person's point of view. You enter into their model of the world. Therefore, you are sympathetic with their ideas and their desires. And then you look for ways to tie their ideas and desires into the accomplishment of a grander vision or a grander plan. Or even look for ways to assist them in self-actualizing through the accomplishment of your vision. Realizing now that the more you help others to get what they want, you'll surely get what you want. You also realize the importance of asking questions instead of giving orders. Because for a person to take ownership over an idea, it's much easier if they feel that the idea is their own. So instead of giving direct orders, you ask questions. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 5 to 1. As I count from 5 to 1, you'll lock these suggestions deep at the unconscious level in such a way that they can change you at the core of who you are as a person. Change you in a way which will take not just your own life in a positive direction, but the lives of those around you. Remember, learn to lead not just for yourself, but for those who follow behind. So as you take these suggestions and lock them, secure them, catalog them at the unconscious level, you'll begin to come up now as I count from 5, feeling that sense of vitality and alertness returning to your body. 4, coming back up. 3, coming all the way up. 2, too excited to get out there and begin changing your behaviors, your interpersonal relations, becoming a master of leadership and human relations principles. And 1, coming all the way up now, wonderfully refreshed, wide awake, wonderfully refreshed. Welcome back.